From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. North Korea indicated it may soon test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. This comes after the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, warned that he would match U.S. President Donald Trump's threatening words and new sanctions with equally provocative action. The North Korean leader responded Friday to Mr. Trump's U.N. General Assembly address this week when he referred to Kim as, quote, rocket man on a suicide mission. He also said that if forced to defend itself or its allies, the United States will, quote, totally destroy North Korea. Kim said on Friday that Trump displayed, quote, mentally deranged behavior with his threat to destroy a sovereign nation. He called the U.S. president a rogue and a gangster and promised to answer Mr. Trump's insults with the highest level of hardline countermeasures in history. However, both Mr. Trump's harsh rhetoric and Kim Jong-un's provocative responses may be diplomatic ploys to gain a future negotiating advantage. The Trump administration on Thursday also announced new unilateral sanctions against North Korea. Transport officials in London say they will not renew Uber's license to operate in the city due to a lack of corporate responsibility in dealing with the ride-hailing app's safety issues. The regulatory body Transport for London said in a statement Friday that Uber London is not fit and proper to operate in the city. Among the issues cited by TfL are Uber's approach to reporting serious criminal offenses and its use of what's called grayball technologies, which can be used to block regulators from fully accessing the app. Uber says it will appeal the decision. This is VOA. Earthquake rescue operations have resumed in Mexico City after heavy rain caused them to be suspended in the capital's hard-hit Colonia Roma neighborhood. Since the 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck, authorities have confirmed at least 272 deaths. President Enrique Peña Nieto said at least 50 people so far have been pulled alive from collapsed buildings in Mexico City. The eye of Hurricane Maria approached the Turks and Caicos Friday morning with maximum sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour. The southeastern Bahamas is also set to experience the wrath of Maria, which has dumped heavy rain on the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. About 85% of the houses in some San Juan neighborhoods are now destroyed. In addition to the one death reported in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria has left at least 10 people dead across the Caribbean. Less expensive generic AIDS drugs will be made available in Africa with the financial backing of Bill Gates' charitable foundation. The United Nations AIDS program announced Thursday that the Gates Foundation will guarantee a minimum number of pill sales. In turn, the drug makers agreed to cap the price of treatment at $75 per patient per year. The reduced-price AIDS drugs will be available for purchase by public sector organizations next year, and estimates show the partnership likely will save more than $1 billion in medical costs over the next 6 years. Pakistan's military says the death toll from the overnight cross-border shooting by India in the disputed Kashmir region has now risen to 6. A senior army spokesman said 26 people, including women and children, were also wounded in what he called unprovoked Indian shelling across the boundary in the Charwa and Harpal villages on the Pakistani side. The latest incident in the disputed Himalayan region comes just a day after Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Khan Abbasi accused India of committing human rights violations in India's part of Kashmir during a speech at the United Nations. Pakistan is calling for an international investigation into India's crimes in occupied Kashmir. And in Thailand, police say a roadside bomb exploded in Pattani province. That's in the country's south. The bomb killed 4 army rangers and wounded 5 other rangers, plus a civilian. The Muslim-majority border region has been racked by violence for over a decade as ethnic Malay insurgents battled the government of the Buddhist-majority Thailand for autonomy. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.